In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The gospel of this blessed day is a part of chapter 5 from the gospel of St. Luke. In this chapter, or in this part, as we heard now, our Lord Jesus Christ went out and saw a tax collector. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the beginning of his service, calling the people to the kingdom of God and calling them for the life of repentance, he started to choose his disciples. And one of these disciples, it was amazing to know that this disciple was a tax collector. And the more amazing is that our Lord Jesus Christ didn't say to him except this word, follow me. Levi, who was called after that Matthew, did not see any miracle, and did not hear any teaching. Just the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he heard, follow me. And it was amazing to read that he left all. He rose up and followed him. Not only this, but also Levi gave him a great feast in his own house. What is this person? I mean our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the glory in his personality? What is the holiness in this personality which can attract all the people? We heard that from St. John when he wrote in his gospel, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We behold his glory, Ra'ayna Magdu. Glory as of the only begotten to the Father, full of grace and the truth. رأينا مجده كما لوحيد من الآب مملوء نعمة وحقا. But many can imagine that this glory is only the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ in the transfiguration on the mountain. They can imagine that St. John meant his glory when he was in the mountain and transfiguration occurred and he was shining and his face changed and his garments became glistening and white, and this is the glory. And I can say that of course, this was glory. But what St. John meant here is the glory of his life, the holiness of his life. How our Lord Jesus Christ have a great influence and a deep effect on every person he met with. how he could change even the sinners. He could change even the tax collectors, known by their hardness of heart and oppression and sinful life, how he could influence and affect them, how he could transfer the sinners to repentance. And we have so many examples about the characters of our Lord Jesus Christ and his effect upon the sinners, not only during his life on the earth, but up till now. There is no person, there is no other person all over the history of human being have this great influence, have this deep effect on the sinners, and he is able to convert them and change their heart from sinful life to life of repentance and life of holiness. This tax collector could not resist this invitation and this call from our Lord Jesus Christ when he said to him, "Follow me." And it was amazing that this man, who is very well known by loving of money, tax collector means to love money, and all of us know that loving of money is the root of all kinds of evil. But it was amazing that we hear about this man, this tax collector, that he left all and he rose up and followed him. Can you remember other tax collector? Can you remember other tax collector who is called the chaos, Zakka? He was not only a tax collector, but he was a chief tax collector, كان رئيس عشرين. And how his life had been converted completely, this chief tax collector, as soon as he met our Lord Jesus Christ and he entered his house, it was amazing for us all to hear from this man when he said, "I will leave half of my all goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I will restore fourfold." أرد أربع أضعاف. Not only the tax collectors, but also we can say about examples, just examples, about some sinful person. What about the Samaritan woman? When she met our Lord Jesus Christ and her life had been converted completely. Not to be converted to a repentant woman, but a woman who preached and said to all the people of her country, "Come and see, come and see. A man have told me all what I did." And also we can't forget the sinful woman, the sinner woman, who heard about our Lord Jesus Christ that he was in a house of one of the Pharisees, how she came to him and stood behind him, behind his feet, and started to weep and to wash his feet by her tears. and to wipe it by her hair. And she took with her an alabaster flask of fragrant oil. خدت معاها قارورة طيب. It was amazing. What is this teacher? What is the character of our Lord Jesus Christ? What holiness is in his personality? He can affect, he can influence any sinner who is ready to repent, not only during his life, as I told you, but up till now, he is the only one who is able to convert the sinful life to the life of holiness. That's why this man whose name is Levi and he became Matthew, changed it completely. Not only this, but he also made a great feast in his own house. And it was amazing what kinds of people he invited to this feast. He didn't invite the nobles and the rich men. ما راحش يدعي الناس اللي عليهم قيمة قوي ومحترمين وأثرياء وشرفاء. But it is said that there were a great number of tax collectors and others who sat down with him. I am surprising. He did it only accept our Lord Jesus Christ in his house, but he wanted to offer to him his friends from the other tax collectors and the sinners. The matter which first was frustrating to the Pharisees, and they started to complain against the disciples and our Lord Jesus himself, and said to them, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? And it was a great chance to our Lord Jesus Christ to put this rule and to announce this good news. This good news, which we all know now. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. And what else? I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. What happened to this man who called Levi? He did not only become followers to our Lord Jesus Christ, but he became one of his 12 disciples. And now all the world know who is Levi, Matthew, through his gospels, which is well known all over the whole world. Not only this, he is not only well known in this world through his gospels, but it is amazing to know that his name with the other apostles is written on the foundations, on the 12 foundations of the heavenly Jerusalem. It's متى اللي هو لاوي محفور دلوقتي زي ما شافوا يوحنا في سفر الرؤيا على أساسات أورشليم السماوية. This is our Lord Jesus Christ, and this is his influence. This is his character. This is his holiness. This is his glory. This is his deep effect upon each one. And the question is, why this influence is very deep for Levi, for the sinner woman, for the Samaritan woman, for the chaos, even for one of the Pharisees who is well known as Saul of Tarsus, Shaul of Tarsus al-Pharisee, who became Saint Paul after he persecuted the church and was blasphemer. I say the question is this: why this effect is for all these sinners and different varieties of sinners and tax collectors, and still has not the same influence and the effect in the life of many of us? What are we waiting for? This is our Lord Jesus Christ, who is able to cure all our disease and to extract all the sinful life from the heart of each one of us. إنجيل النهاردة أحبائي إنجيل عجيب، إنجيل عجيب. المسيح بيقدم دعوة لواحد من العشرين، وفئة العشرين دايما مقرونة، يقول لك العشرين والخطاة، أو ساعات يقول العشرين والزناة. الرجل العشار ده اللي كان قاعد عند مكان الجباية ومعاه الفلوس وقاعد يعد فيها، المسيح وهو معدي كده هو قال له اتبعني. العجيب انه قام وترك كل شيء وتبع المسيح، وزي ما بنقول ما شافش اي معجزة. يمكن بطرس تبع المسيح لما شاف معجزة انبهر امامها، قعد طول الليل يصطاد ومش عارف يصطاد ولا سمكة، وبعدين المسيح ركب المركب بتاعته وقعد يعلم الشعب، وبعدين قال له بطرس خش جوه شويه والقي شباككم للصيد. فكسف يكسف المسيح، فقال له احنا تعبنا الليل كله لكن على كلمتك القي الشباك. ولما رمى الشبكه اصطاد سمك كتير، الشبكه ابتدت تتقطع، السفينتين اتملوا وابتدوا يغرقوا. فساعتها بطرس قال لا ده مش شخص عادي، وراح جسى على ركبتيه وقال له اخرج يا رب من سفينتي لاني رجل خاطئ. لما شاف المعجزه دي المسيح دعاه قال له تعالى مش هتصيد سمك تاني، من الان تكون صياد لايه؟ للناس، تكون صياد. فشاف معجزه، لكن الحقيقه لاوي ما شافش معجزه، لكن يبدو ان شخصيه المسيح لها جاذبيه خاصه ولها تاثيرها العميق. قداسة المسيح ومجد المسيح لم يكن فقط حينما تجلى على جبل التجلي. مجد المسيح كان مجد الحياة التي بلا خطية. مجد المسيح كان مجد الحياة الفريدة. لم يكن مجرد معلم، ولم يكن مجرد واعظ، ولم يكن مجرد صانع معجزات، لكن حياته كانت حياة فريدة في قداستها وفي قدرتها على جذب الناس إليه. شخص مملوء قداسة، عبر عنه يوحنا رأينا مجده كما لوحيد من الآب مملوء نعمة وحقا. وعلى مدى التاريخ البشري لا يوجد شخص استطاع أن يؤثر في قلوب الناس ويحول الزناة والفجار والخطاة، لا أقول إلى تائبين بل إلى قديسين. ما فيش شخص على مدى التاريخ قدر يعمل الحكاية دي سوى شخص المسيح، وما زال تأثيره حي. عشان كده السؤال: لماذا نحن ما زلنا على شاطئ الحياة الروحية؟ لماذا لم ندخل إلى عمق العشرة والعلاقة والشركة لنختبر قداسة هذا الإله الفريد والعجيب الذي أتى إلينا لكي يكون بيننا ولكي يغير حياتنا إلى الأفضل؟ أتيت لتكون لكم حياة ويكون لكم أفضل. متى اللي كان هقلاوي لو قعد عند مكان الجباية وتجاهل الدعوة ما كناش هنسمع عنه حاجة. النهاردة كل الدنيا تسمع عن متى وإنجيل متى اللي بيكرز بيه على مستوى الدنيا كلها وأيضا على مستوى أورشليم السمائية، زي ما قال الكتاب إن أورشليم السمائية أساستها عليها أسماء رسل الخروف الاثنى عشر، يعني اسمه محفور في أورشليم السمائية. ما هذا الإله العجيب الذي يستطيع أن يؤثر ويستطيع أن يجتذب القلوب ويستطيع أن يحول الحياة برمتها من حياة خاطئة تعفنت بالخطية إلى حياة مقدسة تفوح منها رائحة النقاوة ورائحة القداسة ورائحة العفة ورائحة المحبة؟ هذا هو المسيح الذي يقدمه لنا الكتاب المقدس. لا أقول كمخلص فقط، لكن العجيب أن الجزء الثاني من هذا الفصل يقدم المسيح لكل نفس كعريس. لما جم يعترضوا على التلاميذ وللهم ليه تلاميذ يوحنا بيصوموا تلاميذ المسيح ما بيصوموش وتلاميذ الفريسيين بيصوموا، جه المسيح قال لهم لا يستطيع بني العرس أن يصوموا مدام العريس معهم. فيسوع المسيح يا أحبائي ليس فقط معلم وليس فقط واعظ وليس فقط صانع معجزات، بل هو المخلص، بل هو عريس كل نفس. قديس يوحنا المعمدان وهو بيقدم المسيح قال كده: من له العروس فهو الايه؟ فهو العريس. فقدمه على انه عريس الكنيسة، على انه عريس النفس، على انه العريس السماوي الذي يسبي كل القلوب بحبه العجيب. ربنا يعطينا ان نسلم له قلوبنا ونسلم له حياتنا، وله كل مجد وكرامة من الان والى الابد. امين.